Jeremiah chapter number 10. Jeremiah chapter number 10, verse number 10. The Bible says, "But the Lord is the true God. He is the living God and an everlasting King. At His wrath the earth shall tremble, and the nation shall not be able to abide His indignation. Thus shall ye say unto them, the gods that have not made the heavens and the earth, even they shall perish from the earth and from under these heavens. He hath made the earth by His power. He hath established the world by His wisdom. Hath stretched out the heavens by His discretion. When He uttereth His voice, there is a multitude of waters in the heavens, and He causeth the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He maketh lightnings with rain, and bringeth forth the wind out of His treasures." I want to preach just a little while tonight, if God be my help, on this thought. The final showdown. The final showdown. As we look at this and we see it, if you go back and you look at the Jeremiah, and he's writing here, God's speaking really to the nation of Judah. And he's speaking to them, praise God, and trying to encourage them and trying to get them on the right path, going in the right direction, because He is God. Amen. And the Bible tells us here that He's the Lord and He's the true God, that He is the living God and He is the everlasting King. I don't know about you, but I believe all that, don't you? I believe He is all those things, praise God, and we just appreciate Him so much. But as we look at this and we see God is speaking to him, and this goes back, from preaching at the temple gate, and he takes it all the way back to chapter number 7. And God's speaking through Jeremiah back to chapter number 7, and he's speaking to Judah because they have an outward form of a worship, but they just don't have all the inward relationship with God that they need to have. I'm afraid if we ain't careful, we get into a ritual and an attitude of coming to worship, but we don't have an attitude to worship God, praise God, in spirit and truth, praise God. So we see as they begin to look at this, and you can even go back to Jeremiah chapter number 7, and you can see God begin to speak to Judah as he's speaking to him from the gate of the Lord's house. Amen. Praise God. That's where you come to get in. Ain't it? You come to the gate of the Lord's house. You come to the place of getting in. And the Lord says to him in Jeremiah chapter number 7, he said, "Stand in the gate of the Lord's house and proclaim there His word. And say, hear the word of the Lord, all ye of Judah, and that enter in at these gates to worship the Lord." So God's speaking to him from the gate. And he said, Jeremiah, speak to him from the gate and tell him, as you're coming in, don't just come in, but come in to worship the Lord. Amen. I will say tonight, we shouldn't just be coming into God's house, Brother Bill. We ought to be coming in to worship God. We ought to come in to praise Him, get something from Him, so we take it out, praise God, into the world and compel folks to get in. We're running out of time, youngins. A whole lot of us is running out of steam. Amen. And so we need to be about the Father's business, realizing what He has got for us to do in these last days. So what is He saying about Judah here? He's talking about him being a religious people. Amen. If you go on chapter number 7, verse number 9 and 10, he says this. He said, will you steal, murder, and commit adultery, and swear falsely, and burn incense unto Baal, and walk after other gods whom you know not? Amen. So he said, listen, there's only one true living God. He's God of heaven. He said, why are you chasing after all these other things in the world? He said, praise God. They stealing and murdering going on, committing adultery, swearing falsely. He said, they're burning incense to a false God, a God that can't help them. Amen. And he says, why are you doing it? Walking after these other gods. He said, and come and stand before me in this house, which is called by my name, and say, we are delivered to do all these abominations. Amen. So he said, hey, listen, you come here in the front, and say, pray God, said, you come in here in front of me, and you say, listen, they pretty much admit and say, this is what we've been doing. And we just really don't see nothing wrong with it because everybody else is doing it. My mama used to tell me, she said, everybody else jumps off a cliff. Are you going to jump off a cliff too? Well, I will tell you, as young people, I would have. And my brother got after me one time. I jumped out a second story window at the house just like it wasn't nothing. That's why I'm in the shape I am now. I ain't got good sense. Amen. But he said, hey, the Lord was speaking to me. He said, hey, listen. They said, well, everybody else doing it. Why can't we do it? And that's the attitude of the world today. Everybody else is doing it. Why don't we just go ahead and do it? And because God says it's wrong. The Bible says it's abomination. It makes God sick. So if it makes God sick, praise God, we are to leave it alone. Amen. We ought to come to a place that we don't see that stuff. We don't do that stuff no more. Amen. Because God's just speaking up just like he did them. He doesn't stop there, but he goes on in chapter 8, in verse number 8, he says this. How do you say we are wise and the law of the Lord is with us? Lo, certainly in vain made he it. The pen of the scribes, is it in vain? Amen. He said, so praise God. He said, what's the use of having men of God, a scribe, praise God, that'll write down what thus says the word of God if you ain't going to listen to it? Amen. What is the use of having it? What's the use of pinning it down? Why have you been so apt at translating the word of God, putting it on paper, if you're not going to pay any attention to it? He goes on, verse number 10 of chapter number 8. He says, therefore will I give their wives unto others, and their field to them that shall inherit them. For everyone, from the least even to the greatest, is given to covetousness. From the prophet even to the priest, everyone dealeth falsely. He said, he got a lot of false things going on. There's no sincerity in worshiping the Lord. It's just a pretense of something that we think that we ought to do. Amen. He said, that's where we're at today in the world that we live, where it's just a Christianity. Our faith is just a pretense of what we think that we ought to do. It's almost like we're pretenders. Amen. Just doing those things that we think we ought to do. Praise God. It's not the truth. It's not real. Praise the Lord. But it's just those things that we think might be handy at the time. He said, and he said, everybody is doing it. Amen. Praise God. And so he said he's trying to get their attention. He's trying to understand what's taking place. And he's speaking to Judah, praise God, to try to get them to realize that they is a true and a living God, one who loves them and is trying to help them. But he speaks to them in chapter 7, verse number 4. And he says this. He said, trust you not in the lying words, saying the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord are these. Amen. He said, it's not in just this repetitiveness, praise God, and not just being a religious people with a bunch of repetitive words that you're putting out there. He said, but it's having the Spirit of God in your heart and trust in the true and the living God to be the God and the Lord of your life and the King of your hearts. Amen. It's that is going to make a difference in you. Hey, praise the Lord. Amen. It's real. Not just repetitive words. Amen. It's not just some apathetic words that we say, you know, that have no real feeling and no real emotion in them. Amen. I believe there ought to be some feeling and some emotion, praise God, in our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. You say, preacher, why? Because Jesus had compassion on us. He had compassion in his voice, praise God. He was compassionate to those people that would come unto him. The Bible says, even Charles read in our hearing this morning, that Jesus wept, the shortest verse in the Bible, because he had compassion on the lost in a dying world. Amen. They might be compelled to come in. He's talking to Judah. He said, praise God. He said, this ain't a game, youngin. He said, this is real. And I say, he's telling them that he wants to be their God. And he wants them to be his children. And he wants them to follow him, praise God, so he can help them to go in the right direction and to achieve the things that he wants them to achieve. I want to tell you tonight, youngins, I believe we're underachievers. Amen. We're underachievers. We're not achieving up to the place that God would have us to be. Amen. We need the Lord to help us. The whole world trying to dumb us down. They're trying to take our kids now, and they're not putting any standards up here. They're trying to take away all the classes for those that's gifted. Amen. Our children, praise God, that could grow up and could go on into colleges and could come up with a cure for cancer and a cure for other things that we need cures for, and they're trying to dumb them down and hold them back. Amen. And the whole world's going ahead of us. God was telling us this over 2,000 years ago. God was saying, hey, listen, you don't need to be held back by the things of this world. You need to be, praise God, achieving what I have for you. Our children, our youngest need to be achieving, attaining to what God has for them to attain to. Amen. Praise the Lord. We ought to make provisions for that. We ought to make provisions so they can move ahead instead of pushing them back. Amen. Praise God. But God says that, because of that, amen, because of you go ahead a little bit and then you slide back. And you go ahead a little bit and you slide back. We see that in the Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 23. Jeremiah 7, 23, he said, but this thing commanded I them, saying, obey my voice and I will be your God. Now what is required for God to be our God? Obeying his voice. Listen to what he says. Amen. Praise God. It's not that hard. Amen. Praise God. Just believe him. Believe that he is God. And he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him, praise God. And if we'll listen to him, I pray he'll be our Lord. Amen. He said, but this thing command I them, saying, obey my voice, and I'll be your God, and ye shall be my people. And walk ye in all the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well unto you. So Lord lays it out here for Judah. He said, hey, listen, if you'll just listen to me, I'll give you a path to follow, praise God, and I'll be a God to you, and you'll be my people. Amen. Now, if you're God, you belong to him, he's going to take care of you. Amen. He's promised that he would. Hey, but verse 24, listen to what it says. But they hearkened not, nor inclined their ear, but walked in the counsels and the imaginations of their evil heart, and went backward and not forward. I think what's happening in the world today, in the church world today, we're going backward and not forward. When we ought to be pressing on for the cause of Christ, praise God, we'll go forward just a little bit and then we'll back up a whole lot. And it just seems like we're not gaining a whole lot of ground. Amen. When you say, well, preacher, I see that too, and I just don't understand it. I tell you why, because we're not listening to God. Amen. We're not listening to him. We're not doing what he commands us to do. Praise his holy name. He said if we'll just hearken to him, if we'll incline our ear, praise God, that means you're paying close attention. Amen. Walking in the counsels and in the imagination of our evil heart won't get it done. Amen. He said that'll make us go backward, not forward. He says, verse 25, he said, since the days of your fathers came forth out of the land of Egypt unto this day, I have even sent unto you all my servants and prophets daily, rising up early and sending them. The Lord said, hey, listen, you ain't doing this in a vacuum, praise God. He said, I've been sending people to you throughout all the lives, throughout all the generations, praise God, of the people of Judah. And he said, I'm still doing that, and he's still doing it today. He's still sending out prophets and preachers, praise God, and people that love the Lord to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. Say, listen, just listen to God. Amen. Praise his holy name. He said, verse 26, yet they hearkened not unto me, nor inclined their ear, but hardened their neck, and did worse than their father. You see where we're at today? While we're in the mess we're in? Amen. Listen to me, church. We were rebellious in a time. Amen. Every one of us at some point in our time in our life have been rebellious against mom and daddy, against the church, against God. Amen. But God, praise God, we come to our senses and we got in. We realized, praise, hey, listen, ain't someone that's in far more control, far more power than what we are. And we submitted ourselves to God. God began to take us and use us for his glory and put joy and peace down in our hearts. But we're living in a day and hour that our people, we're not seeing that. People are going away from God and they're not coming back. God help us. God help us. We need to be listening to God. We need to be hearkening to his voice. That we don't harden our heart. A lot of folks have become hard-hearted in the Lord. And the cause of that, they're doing, generations coming on that's doing worse than our fathers did. Amen. There's a whole lot of people out here, young people, you can't talk to them. They think they know everything. And they go to these liberal colleges and they give them all the good talking points. It's hard to persuade them. It's hard to get them to see, praise God, thus says the Word of God. I had somebody I was talking to just last week. We was talking to them. I said they had an argument for everything. But I said, listen, you're arguing with God Almighty. They said, well, I'm just telling you what I think. I said, God doesn't care what you think. Amen. God said it, He means it. Praise God. We got to just do what God says. And you know what they said? Well, who says? Yeah, how can you can't argue with them? They've been indoctrinated. They don't believe nothing. They've been taught that there's no authority in their life. That no man can tell them. No man's going to tell me what to do. No man's going to tell me what to think. Amen. I want to say there's a God of heaven said he'll give us guidance and leadership. He'll give us the counsel that we need if we'll listen. And God's coming to a point, praise God. He said, hey, listen, you become worse than your fathers, praise God. Your generation has been so corrupt and so corrupted that I'm going to have to do something. So God begins to work and God begins to deal. And a final showdown is coming into play. And we're seeing it all around us. God says in Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 10, but the Lord is the true God. Now here He tells us who He is and what He is. But the Lord is the true God. He is the living God and the everlasting King. In other words, He has absolute authority. Amen. He's the King of kings. Lord, Lord, He's King. He's going to be King forever. He's going to be King, praise God, of everything that He's created. And He created everything. Amen. Praise God. So the Lord lays it out here. And He said, this is the way it is. And says, at His wrath the earth shall tremble. And the nation shall not be able to abide His indignation. God said, He said, listen, Jeremiah said, listen, Judah. He said, we've told you, talked to you from the gate of the Lord's house. And we tried to explain to you and level with you the best we can. God says that we need to, change our ways. We need to rehabilitate our minds into the thinking, not of ourselves and the world, but the thinking of God. We need to have a mindset of obeying the Lord. Amen. Because the Lord God's a true God. He's the living God and He's the King of kings. Amen. But said at His wrath, the earth shall tremble. Now, I won't just look at something for a minute. I'm talking about the final showdown. God's come to the place and we've seen this come full circle. We've seen our nation, we've seen our people, we've seen our families, we've seen loved ones that's come this full circle. We've seen it. Amen. My family, your family, the country, the nation that we live in. We've seen it come full circle. And now God's shaking things up and He said, listen, He said, in my wrath, I'm going to start shaking things up. And He said, the nations are going to tremble. Amen. Have you ever seen so many earthquakes in the world as we've seen here in the last few years? Amen. Now, 2 years ago, we started into a pandemic. A pandemic. Amen. Of sicknesses and diseases. Amen. That nobody could understand. And it locked us down. And we listened to everything that man said. And we tried to do what they said that was best for us. And I don't know if it's best for us or best for them. Amen. See, God is trying to get us to wake up. God's trying to get us to realize what's happening. God's trying to shake us up. So we've seen a pandemic come our way. And then a year ago yesterday, we've seen a war begin to take place, a conflict in the first European conflict since World War II. Amen. We've seen Europe begin to come in things, and we've seen a war that's threatening to go global. Amen. At any day, this thing could just break open and go global, and we could be in World War III at any minute. We see a confederation of nations that's gathering together in the EU. The same Confederate nations that God, that Daniel said would be in the last days, we get, need to be looking for the Lord to come when kings would gather together, and out of those 10 kings, 3 would stand. I'm telling you, youngins, we're knocking on the door of something bigger than we've ever looked into before, and it's the power of an almighty God and His indignation and wrath. He said, I've just about had enough. Praise God, I'm about ready to take my people. Call them out, praise God, into my glory, and let's take care of this situation. But God being a gracious God, before He done that, He said He'd begin to shake it up. And He said, His earth, at His wrath, the earth shall tremble. Let me just tell you tonight, the world's trembling all over the place. Different nations throughout the world, in Syria and Turkey, they had an earthquake where thousands and thousands were killed by that earthquake. Amen. The earthquakes have been felt all the way into Israel. And they said the other day that so far there had been over 8,000 tremors, amen, from those earthquakes. Just one after another. Does it sound like God's trying to wake us up? Praise God, people that's coming against His people. He said, I've had enough. He said, praise God, enough's enough. And He's shaking things up. He's trying to wake us up so we'll see that He is God. Amen. He said, praise what God. What does God want us to do? He wants us to love each other. Amen. Not nation coming against nation, but nation loving each other. Praise the Lord. We've seen this most seismic activity, praise God, that there's ever been. And the most seismic activity, praise God, that there is in the little in a little country called Iran. Iran, but the scientists tell us that Iran is setting on a major fault that covers 90% of Iran. I wouldn't be thinking about nuclear stuff if I was Iran. Amen. I'd be thinking about, if I was Iran, I'd be thinking about somewhere else to move to. And I'd be asking Israel to help me pray and pray for me that God would be merciful and gracious to me. Amen. The scientists in Iran say, praise God, that there are 1.8 million unstable units of dwelling in that place. That a 7.0 earthquake would kill over 1.5 million people. That 22,500 people are in the way, in danger of these earthquakes that's taking place. That's a significant number. But Brother Jeff, the sad thing is they're lost on their way to a devil's hell. They need the Lord Jesus Christ, and they're turning their hearts away from God and godliness, and they're turning to everything else this world has. God's shaking things up. He's trying to get our attention. You say, preacher, the Bible speak of this? Yes, He does. In Ezekiel chapter number 38 and verse 18, the Bible says this. He said, and it shall come to pass at the same time when Gog shall come against the land of Israel, saith the Lord God, that my fury shall come up in my face. For in my jealousy and in the fire of my wrath have I spoken. Surely in that day there shall be great shaking in the land of Israel. So that the fishes of the sea and the fowls of the heaven and the beasts of the field and all creeping things that creep upon the earth and all the men that are upon the face of the earth shall shake at my presence. And the mountains shall be thrown down and the steep places shall fall and every wall shall fall to the ground. And I will call for the sword against him throughout all my mountains, saith the Lord God. Every man's sword shall be against his brother. Sounds to me like God's pretty serious. God takes His stuff pretty serious. He said He's going to shake it up. He's going to get us to get our attention. Amen. God's pretty good at getting our attention. God's pretty good at getting your attention, praise God. He knows what He has to do to get us to realize where we're at and what we need. Amen. Praise God. He said those nations is coming against the little nation of Israel. Those nations are coming against the God of heaven, the true God, the living God, the King, praise God. And He said, I'll not put up with it. But he said, what nation can stand against the nation shall not be able to abide His indignation. No nation can stand it when God comes. When God begins to deal with these the ungodly of this world, and He starts shaking things up. See, right now the world is polarized more than it's ever been. I mean, this world is just split in half. You got people here that's trying to do right, and you got people here that just want to just full of the devil. All they want to do, all they think about is themselves. You got world leaders, and all they think about is themselves. All they think about is their power. We see another power like that. Remember the leaders of the synagogue. Remember the Pharisee, the leader of the Pharisee, Caiaphas. Caiaphas was like that, praise God. He said, hey, listen. He said, if we don't take care of this Jesus, they'll come and take away our place. Amen. He said, they'll come take away our power if we don't do something with this Jesus. If we don't do what they want us to do, if we don't do what we think they want, praise God, they're going to take away our power. People are scared to death that they'll lose their power. They'll lose their authority. But I want to say tonight, there's only one power and one authority, and that is God Almighty. Amen. He has the power and the authority. He is the power and the authority to rule and reign in the lives of men. But see, we see a world polarized today. We see a world, praise God, who people have already chosen a side. Amen. We have people that's decided to vote to go against God. Everyone, praise God, in this world has chosen a side. Amen. And everyone in this world that we live in right now, I believe we've got a front row seat for the final showdown. Amen. I believe we do. I believe folks that's alive and living now, we have a front row. You have a front row. I have a front row seat to the final showdown. God says, I've just about had enough. He said, I'm fed up with this mess. Why can't we just love each other? Why can't we just get along? Amen. Why can't you just love me? Why can't you just let me be God? Why can't you recognize me as God so that I can be your God? That's what he's trying to tell us. But the world's gathering together and they're coming against that little nation of Israel. Bless their hearts. And they're fighting day and night, tooth and nail. But God says He's going to fix this thing up. He said they're coming to battle. And God says, I'm going to take charge of that battle. I'm going to be the one in control. He said, because I'm shaking things up. I'm getting your attention. He said, if you don't want me to have to deal with it, he said, you better get right with me. Amen. We better get right with God. We better support that little nation of Israel. We better love on our brothers. Amen. The Bible says that there's going to come a day when the world's going to come against the little nation. But guess what? The Bible says they will not prevail. Amen. They'll not prevail. Isaiah chapter 54. Isaiah chapter 54. The Bible says this. Isaiah chapter 54 and verse 13. He says, and all thy children shall be taught of the Lord. And great shall be the peace of thy children. He's talking to the nation of Israel now. He said, righteous shall thou be established, and thou shalt be far from oppression. For thou shalt not fear and from terror, and from terror, for it shall not come near thee. Now this is a promise of God. He said, behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake. Listen to what he says. He said, behold, I have created the smith that bloweth the coals in the fire, and that bringeth forth an instrument for his work. And I have created the waster to destroy. But now listen to what he says in verse 17. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. And their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. God Almighty says, listen, said they will that those that rise up against you, the weapons they brought against you, will not prevail. Amen. That God Almighty, praise God, He will overrule the things that's coming against those peoples. But I got to thinking about this. I was telling Brother Kevin, I was coming up the road, and I got to thinking about, Lord, how's this all going to play out? How's this going to work together for your glory? And the Bible says in Ezekiel chapter 38, now watch this. In Ezekiel chapter 38, the Bible says this in verse number 21. Ezekiel 38 and verse number 21. He said, I will call for a sword against them throughout all my mountains, saith the Lord God. Every man's sword shall be against his brother, and I will plead against him with pestilence and with blood. Now he's talking about when those armies come against Israel. And I will rain upon him and upon his bands and upon the many people that are with him, an overflowing rain and great hailstones, fire and brimstone. Thus will I magnify myself and sanctify myself, and I will be known in the eyes of many nations, and they shall know that I am the Lord. Amen. God says they can come and they can do what they want to, but they won't prevail because I'm the Lord. I alone am God Almighty, and no one else, praise God. No one, praise God, will come against me and my anointed ones. Praise the Lord. Ain't you glad for that? The Lord said his wrath, he said, I'm shaking things up. And there's a final showdown coming between God and his enemy, the devil. And he says, I am going to be victorious. That there's nobody that's going to prevail against those people that I have claimed as my own. Amen. He goes on in Ezekiel chapter 39 in verse number 6. And he says, now this is what I've been trying to figure out, because I couldn't get this all to tie together. But I told Brother Kevin, I was coming up the road and I got to thinking about this. I got to think about how the Lord is going, how this is going to play out, because the Bible says that when they come into the battle of Armageddon, that they're going to come into that valley, praise God, and they're going to come in on horses. And I thought, well, it's all just symbolism somehow or another. But what if it's real? What if it's the way that it takes place? What if God's setting this thing up for in a day or two or three or a week? Praise God, God can make this happen. He said, well, preacher, listen to what he says, Ezekiel 29, 39, verse 6. He said, I will send a fire on Magog and among them that dwell careless in isles, and they shall know that I am the Lord. So will I make my holy name known in the midst of my people Israel, and I will not let them pollute my holy name anymore, and the heathen shall know that I am the Lord, the Holy One of Israel. Behold, it is come, and it is done, saith the Lord God. This is the day whereof I have spoken. And they that dwell in the cities of Israel shall go forth, and shall set on fire and burn the weapons, both the shields and the bucklers and the bows and the arrows and the hand staffs and the spears, and they shall burn them with fire 7 years. So that they shall take no wood out of the field, neither cut down any out of the forest, for they shall burn the weapons with fire, and they shall spoil those that spoiled them and rob those that robbed them, saith the Lord God. And it shall come to pass in that day that I will give unto Gog a place of graves in Israel, the valley of the passengers of the east of the sea. And it shall stop the noses of the passengers there. There shall they bury Gog and his multitude, and they shall call it the valley of Hamon Gog, or the hordes of Gog. And 7 months shall the house of Israel be burying of them, and they shall, that they may cleanse the land. Yea, all the people of the land shall bury them. They shall be to them a renown the day. Thou shalt be glorified, saith the Lord God. And they shall sever out men of continual employment, passing through the land to bury with the passengers those that remain upon the face of the earth, to cleanse it after the end of 7 months shall they search. And the pastures that pass through the land, when they see it, the man's bone, then shall they set up a sign by it till the buriers have buried it in the valley of Hamon Gog. Praise God. The Lord says, he said, this thing's going to play out. God said, I'm going to start by shaking us up, shaking things up. And the world's being shaken now all over the place. Amen. Praise God. God's shaking up just tremor after tremor. God's trying to get our attention. Are we listening? Amen. Are we listening? But God says there'll come a day when they'll come into battle. Praise God. And he said, I'm going to rain fire and brimstone, hell on them. Amen. From heaven. And he said, I'm going to march in. He said, they're going to take the weapons, their shields, and their bucklers, and their bows, and their staff, and their spear. And he said, they'll be burning wood for 7 years. I was coming up the road and I thought, how in the world could that be? I mean, could got to be symbolism. Because now we've got planes and jets. Amen. We've got Apache helicopters. We've got all these things, praise God, that'll make a difference. Amen. That stuff just don't make any sense. But now they have a thing, it's called electromagnetic pulse. Have you heard of it? Electromagnetic pulse. And they said that, I think they've tried it in a few different places just to see how it would work. And what it does, it shuts down whole electrical systems to where they won't work no more. Can you see what's taking place right now before our eyes, Brother Bill? We are coming to a day and an age that what we thought was fantasy that we couldn't imagine to have taken place is able to take place right now. Amen. With a push of a button, China, Russia, Iran can shut down with electromagnetic pulse all of our electrical systems. You know what that means? If you're driving down the road in your brand new automobile with your little computer chip, it goes, and there you are. Amen. Shut down if you're lucky, on the side of the road. Because it shuts down your electrical system. Amen. Just with a touch of a button. Amen. We could be shut down. Nothing works. Computers don't work. Cell phones don't work. Electricity don't work no more. We're shut down. And so they begin, they gather up what they can, and they got, nation rise up against nations already, and they say, now's the time, the opportunity. And they mount up on horses. Say, preacher, that's crazy. My wife's been watching a thing. She's weird that way. She's been watching a thing. She's been watching a thing on horse sales. And horse sales are just multiplying. Horses are coming back, people. Amen. They're hay burners. And ain't no hay. But people are buying horses. They're spending $10,000, $12,000, $20,000, $30,000, $100,000 for horses, for purebred horses, for Arabia horses, for horses that they can put on a gear and they can go into battle like they used to. The vultures, buzzards are laying eggs. Amen. Say, well, what's new about that? Usually they'd lay two, most three. And they'd hatch out, and it'd do good to have one or two survive. So the vultures and the buzzards are laying four and five and six eggs, and all of them miraculously surviving. What's happening, preacher? God's getting ready. He said, gather up, you, the carrion, for a feast. And the battle that's going to take place. We are seeing God gather this stuff. You say, preacher, you're trying to scare us. No, praise God. God's already beginning to shake us to get us awake. Amen. We've had earthquakes right through here. It cracked the walls of our fellowship building. Amen. God's trying to get us wake up and see that this is real, that He is God and He alone. Amen. He wants us to be ready. Praise God. He wants us to be ready. He said, the things of God, those weapons, he said, Iran says, we've got nuclear weapons, and buddy, we're going to let Israel have them. God said, I don't think so. He said, it ain't going to happen. He said, they will not prevail against Israel, those weapons of mass destruction. He said, well, preacher, I don't know how they're going to stop them. They won't. God will. Amen. They've got an Iron Dome now. People never thought anything about that. But they shoot missiles every day. They're defending themselves against missiles shot out of Gaza. Shot from hospitals and daycares and nurseries, schools. Amen. But God Almighty is still on the throne. He says, but the Lord is the true God, and He is the living God and everlasting King. And the final showdown. The final showdown is getting geared up for the final showdown. And God says, I'm going to be the orchestrator of it. I'm going to take care of it. He said, He's already starting to line things up. And we can, if we can just use what wisdom we have in the Word of God, we can see it step by step. Amen. Coming to the full. prophecy being fulfilled right before our eyes. Amen. When my granddaddy was preaching years ago, they never hardly ever preached out of the book of Revelation because it was way beyond their thinking. When they got to thinking about the two that would be preaching, they'd be heard all over the world, and people from all over the world would send gifts when they died. They thought, man, that just don't make no sense. But now we've got Amazon. Amen. Say that right, sis? With a click of a button, we can send anything anywhere and have it. And if we want to, we can have it there tomorrow. God Almighty, He's better than Amazon. I pray God, with a click of a button, He can have it. He can make it happen right now, anywhere He wants it to happen. Praise God. The final showdown. God's gearing it up. He's getting ready. Praise the Lord. But I'm glad I'm a child of King, ain't you? I know that He is King of Kings, Lord of Lords. I know He is the Lord God. And He's my God. I praise Him and worship Him. Give Him glory. Because He's in charge of all this. Amen. It's starting to make sense. Even to a little old ignorant country boy like me. I said, glory, hallelujah to God. Amen. He's priming up, getting ready for something big. Amen.